The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LB8B.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going well, the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you.
And pretentiousness know no bounds.
Was the time when Al Cooper was the vocalist for Blood, Sweat and Tears. Here we are. It is the 28th of June 1968 when 65 singles were released. We're using issue number 234 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. Yeah, Blood, Sweat and Tears. I Can't Quit Her from their first album. Is it Child is Father to the Man or something complicated like that? And we began with Nielsen, Everybody's Talking, a mono single released on the 28th of June, 68 in the United Kingdom, written by Fred Neil. Most of the records seem to insist that it wasn't issued until 1969. But that's when it was reissued, when it became part of the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack. So, facts and figures, here they are with me, Chris Bent. The Monkees, I'm going to play their worst single, in my opinion. And then after that, it'll be the Moody Blues and the Mono Masters of both sides of their single released on this day. Voices in the Sky and Dr. Livingstone, I Presume. And the reason I tell you it's the Mono Master is, as you may or may not know, on the album, each track segs into the previous one. So you don't quite get the start, you don't quite get the end, but you will this time. The Monkees, D.W. Washburn.
D.W. Washburn, I heard a sweet voice say, Washburn, this is your lucky day. A hot bowl of soup is waiting, a hot bowl of soup and a shave. D.W. Washburn, we picked you to save.
Thank you. What news would you bring of voices in the sky? Nightingale hovering high, harmonize the wind. Darkness, your symphony, I can hear you sing of voices in the sky. Just what is happening to me? Children with a skipping rope, tell me what you sing. Playtime is nearly gone, the bell's about to ring. Voices in the sky. Just what is happening to me? What news would you bring of voices in the sky? Voices in the sky. Voices in the sky.
Dr. Livingstone, I presume, stepping out of the jungle gloom into the midday sun. What did you find there? Did you stand a while and stare? Did you meet anyone? I've seen butterflies galore, I've seen people big and small, I've still not found what I'm looking for. Captain Scott, you were so bold, now you're looking rather cold out there in the snow. What did you find there? Did you stand a while and stare? Did you meet anyone? I've seen polar bears and seals, I've seen giant Antarctic eels, I've still not found what I'm looking for. What
In Search of the Lost Chord was the album, and it's one that I received for Christmas. 68, I can see where my love of the Mellotron came from. I'm thinking by the time it was Christmas 68, the albums I probably had were Beatles, Sgt. Pepper, Beach Boys, Best Of, Volumes 1 and 2, The Who Sellout, and Traffic, Mr. Fantasy. And that's how it all gradually started. So yeah, the Moody Blues, the Mono Masters of Voices in the Sky, and Dr. Livingstone, I Presume. There were 65 singles released on the 28th of June 1968. Here's another one of them on Decca Records, Orbit 5, I Wanna Go to Heaven.
Together.
Not sure if that's a Mellotron or not. We began with Orbit 5, I Wanna Go to Heaven. Annan, Hayes Woman on Pi Records. And then MCA Records, Musical Man. That's Paul Raven, who would go on, of course, to be Gary Glitter. Yes. 65 singles today, 28th of June 1968. Hottest day of the year. That is when this extravaganza was produced for you. Barry Booth and his orchestra. Hottest day of the year. And it's on the Pi record label.
The lunch bell rang at 1 o'clock sharp. On the hottest day of the year, the secretaries left in a rush for the park. On the hottest day of the year, Henry Watkins sat in the park on the hottest day of the year. He sat on the grass he'd ignored in the past and sworn he'd never go near. But the heat of the sun affects everyone on the hottest day of the year. His sandwich is curling, his bowler hat burning, and his worsted suit creasing at the knees. It didn't long, though he knew it was wrong, to take off his hat, and not stopping at that, to take off his waistcoat as well. Henry Watkins sat in the park on the hottest day of the year. Even at home, he'd never been known to loosen the top of his shirt. But the heat of the sun affects everyone on the hottest day of the year. His shirt was divested and he was bare-chested. Then his mother's knitted socks followed suit. And sitting half bare, he was gonna stop there. But the sun was so hot that he took off the lot, picked up his briefcase and ran. Henry Watkins ran through the park on the hottest day of the year. When he was a boy, he was ever so coy, but he knew he was conquering his fear. For the heat of the sun affects everyone on the hottest day of the year. He thought it was rude to be seen in the nude, but as everyone let out a cheer, he was glad that the sun affects everyone on the hottest day of the year.
I live for the sun,
sun, sun, sun.
Me and God.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
The sun in your eyes, every morning you open your window and see somebody staring up at your window. Say, would you like to be free? The people who walk in the garden below you are waiting for you to come down. Oh baby, how many times have I told you there's no point in hanging around? I sell summertime, I sell summertime, why don't you come away with me? I sell summertime, I sell summertime, I'd like to set you free. You run with the light of the sun every morning, at your shadow and laugh. Somebody's calling down in the garden, cutting the moment in half. The people who walk in the house there behind you are keeping you back from the sun. Oh baby, how many times I remind you to jump from your window and run. I sell summertime, why don't you come away with me? I sell summertime, I sell summertime, I'd like to set you free. You stand with the key in your hand and you wonder, what if I taught you to fly? Well baby, you need wonder no longer, just come with me to the sky. And we'll sell summertime, we'll sell summertime, if you come away with me. I sell summertime, I sell summertime, I'd like to set you free. I sell summertime, I sell summertime, why don't you come away with me? I sell summertime, I sell summertime, I'd like to set you free.
We're nothing if not predictable as we head toward the unknown region, playing this week's new singles for the 28th of June 1968. That was Jay Justin on Columbia Records. I Sell Summertime, preceded by the Californians, Out in the Sun on Decca, and Vanity Fair, I Live for the Sun. And that was on Page One Records. And we began with Barry Boove and his orchestra, The Hottest Day. But yeah, there's two more to do in this sequence still. Two of each, Summer of Our Love. But first of all, the Brass Tacks, Let the Sun Shine In. But it's not the song you're thinking of, or certainly wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Well, I'm kind of blue eyed. Well, in love with you I am. Well, you know how true I am. Why do you leave me now? Why do you act that way? Ever since you went away, well, let the sun. Shining. Well, I just can't sleep at night. Well, I lost my appetite. Well, you done me wrong that night. Don't you know that? You done me wrong. Come on back to me, yeah. You done me wrong. Baby, can't you see that? You done me wrong.
Mine.
The Summer of Our Love from Two of Each on Pi Records. And I don't think it was this year, I think it was 1969 when Man Was on the Moon, and I was on holiday at Hunstanton. It was my first foray, my first time of picking up confidence to speak to a girl. And I went to see her, went on my train to Newark, and I gave her a copy of this single we're going to play next. What on earth possessed me to think that a girl might want Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch, and a copy of Last Night in Soho?
www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday, and thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She holds up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind and slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting. Time of the day. And every day housewife who gave up the good life for me.
Now, Wayne Newton looks about 12 years old on the cover of this single, Dreams of the Everyday Housewife, MGM Records. I'm remembering that it was surely Glen Campbell who popularised this record. But actually, released in the same week, Chris Gantry, he is the composer. So let's see how he handles his own song on Monument Records, Dreams of the Everyday Housewife.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday, and thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She holds up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Then slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Ah, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere, any time of the day. Like the everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. The photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the first page and carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Ah, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere, any time of the day. Like the everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Like the everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me.
The original version of Dreams of the Everyday Housewife, released by the person who wrote it, Chris Gantry, Monument Records. These are the new singles that were released on the 28th of June 1968. There were 65 of them. We've had a few obscurities, not least is this next one from the Almond Lettuce, Tree Dog Song on Columbia.
Woof, 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 it's a tree-dog song. Woof, 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 it's a tree-dog song. Woof, 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 it's a tree-dog song. Sitting here under my tree, it's a wasteland, I feel so free. The sun's a half come down, next year there will be another town on top of my tree. Scavengers demolish old cars, dirty kids with tadpoles in jars. Slums they had to go, next year a new town I'll know on top of my tree.
Tree dog song, remember me.
Leafy lime sliced up my tree.
Tree dog song, remember me.
Leafy lime sliced up my tree.
Town's rather stop and look to see the gist or get the hook.
Woof woof woof, it's a tree dog song. Woof woof woof, it's a tree dog song. Woof woof woof, it's a tree dog song.
Suppose we'll have to move on,
old tree talk so long. He hasn't got a real name, said Brown Dog. From the first day he came, trying to catch a bone. I'm sitting here under my tree. It's a wasteland, I feel so free. The sun's ain't half come down. Next year, there will be another town on top of my tree.
Tree dog song, remember me.
Leafy line sized up my tree.
Tree dog song, remember me.
Leafy line sized up my tree.
Stop and look, see the gist, I'll get the hook.
It's a tree dog song. Whoop whoop whoop! 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 It's a tree dog song.
Nothing but the best for our listeners, the Almond Lettuce and the Tree Dog Song. Coming up next, The Exception and Backroom on President, and also on President, Watson T. Brown and The Explosive. It looks like Eddie Grant's involved with it.
Thank you.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Toward the Unknown Region.